America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Our next guest has been a familiar face on TV for quite a long time. He is best known for his role as Detective Elliot Stabler on Law & Order SVU and as Chris Keller in the groundbreaking HBO series Oz. He can currently be seen reprising his role in Wet Hot American Summer, The First Day of Camp, which is available now on Netflix. It is great to say hello to Christopher Maloney. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ed, how are you?
Very good. We are very excited to have you on. So tell us about what's going on with this show. This is actually the prequel to the story from the 2001 film, which really turned into a cult phenomenon. Tell us about the series.
Well, you know, I think it's keeping the tradition alive, which is, you know, we shot the film, and in 2001, as you said, it's an absurdist comedy, and what better way to, you know, continue an absurdist comedy than to reprise it 14 years later, but make it a prequel? So now you have all these actors who are playing their same characters, but instead of the last day of the summer camp year, it's the first. So, you know, luckily no one aged and no one gained weight, so it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the actors, I mean, this is a who's who of Hollywood right now. Big name actors and actresses involved in this Netflix show.
Elizabeth Banks, Paul Rudd, Amy Poehler. I mean,
Bradley Cooper's in there.
Yeah, I was going to get to this upstart Bradley Cooper. Done very well for himself. I don't know. I haven't kept up with his career. But
yeah. You know what? I don't think he's cutting coupons anymore, Chris. I think things have worked out for him pretty well.
Good for him.
It's funny. When we heard we were going to have you on, this for me is an opportunity to confess and apologize.
Boy.
Let me tell you why. 6 years ago. SVU is on location filming a scene north of New York City. There was there was a cockfight going on in a house. So we're in this neighborhood in Westchester, and I'm a background actor on SVU, and I had my car there that day as well. They were using the car. So I'm driving it up to get it into position, and there's poor Chris reading his sides off on the sidewalk. Chris kind of stumbles into the street a little bit, and I came this close to taking you out with my car. And you turned around and gave me a little look, and it was like, oh my God, I almost killed the star of the show. So let me say, 6 years later, I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's okay. Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Just slow down next time. Watch where you're going.
That's right. So, and that was quite a day because location shoots are always fun. They were breaking up a cockfight in the house. So they had these roosters, and I don't know what you call them, the cock handlers or whatever out there. And people are coming out of their houses looking at what's going on. Location shoots are always very interesting, are they not?
They're interesting for actors, but more so. I just can't believe how they pull it off, you know, the location managers and just production in general. I don't know how they do it. It really is inviting a headache into your life.
Yeah. Well, you're also very well known for that series, Oz. That was an extremely raw series, really ahead of its time. And you did Oz and SVU at the same time for a while. Is that right?
Yeah, they overlapped, I believe, 2 years, maybe 3 years. And there would be times that I would act, you know, for 16 hours on SVU, go home, get 4 hours sleep, wake up, act from 6 a.m. till noon the next day on Oz, and then jump in the car and go to SVU and act from, you know, 1 o'clock until 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, you know, around the clock.
Wow.
But it was fantastic. It was, I realized how lucky I was, how much I appreciated it. Mm. And, you know, there are not too many actors, especially out of New York, where there, you know, just aren't as many opportunities as, say, in Los Angeles to work on two quality shows or two shows, period.
And both shows, I mean, working on both of those at the same time, I mean, that had to be mentally exhausting because it's not like it was an easy role for either one.
Yeah, there are a lot of times I've seen myself going, did I give each character their due in that time frame? But I'm not going to second guess myself. It was draining.
That's a good way. You know, I got to say this because I have a little story about you too. I was at a Perfect Circle concert back in like 2003. I was coming out of the bathroom. You were coming out of the room where the band was performing, and this was right around the time I think when Oz was kind of ending, SVU mm-hmm. was kind of starting, and I watched Oz, and I remember running into you, and look, because you're a very grand man, you're very like,
oh my goodness,
you know. I just kind of like looked at you like I didn't, like I was starstruck. I didn't know what to say, and you kind of looked at me like, okay.
I guess you could tell she was a bit starstruck, you know? There, Chris.
When Ed told me you were going to be on the show, I was like, oh my God, I ran into him at a Perfect Circle in Roseland in the city.
Yeah, except also what I'm getting from the stories is, you know, I give off that look an awful lot to
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you do.
I even remember what you were wearing.
I could see how you would give me a snarl because I almost took you out with a Toyota Camry. She just bumped into you. She's not all that big. It's my situation is a lot more mortally dangerous.
You
so
had
to speak.
On these jeans with these boots
my
on.
Goodness.
You had on like a button-down shirt. It was open with like a tank top underneath, and I was just like, oh my God, it was Chris Maloney.
Mr. Maloney will be calling a security detail as soon as he finishes this interview this morning. You know, one thing I want.
What's more dangerous, this woman or a Camry? I don't know.
I think you got a hell of a point there, Chris. She's a lot more dangerous than my Camry.
All right. Moving on.
It's interesting some of the other roles that you've done. You were in a movie that I really liked a couple of years ago. You portrayed Leo DeRocher, the Dodgers manager, in the movie 42. How different is it to be able to portray a historical character as opposed to a completely fictitious character? How do you prepare for that differently?
You know, for him, you know, I had seen, number one, I got the script. I loved the script. Mm-hmm. And there was something about what came out of his mouth I really connected with. And so, you know, when you can connect the feelings and the rhythms of the character verbally, for me, you're halfway there. And I was very familiar with Leo DeRocher, just because I'm a sports fan and that's all. So I went in and I started watching newsreels of him and, you know, just getting certain aspects of him and, you know, reading about his upbringing. And I just, you know, for me, it was, you know, just having a ready-made template.
Mm-hmm.
So that was easy. I have been asked to audition for other historical characters that I didn't see it. I couldn't connect myself to whatever template I had in my head or that I imagined. I couldn't do it. So there have been many historical figures I was like, I've said, no, I don't know how to do that person.
You know, you've bounced back and forth between comedy and heavy drama through the years. I remember you had a recurring role 2 seasons ago on Veep. I think you were the personal trainer for Selina Meyer. That's a very funny, funny show. It's hard to say which do you prefer, but what is more of a challenge for you, the heavy drama or the heavy comedy?
They're so different.
Right.
I don't know. You know, they both have their challenges. I think, you know, the drama, the challenge is the mental drain for me. But I think comedy, the challenge is what type of comedy are we working with? You know, is it broad? Is it commercial? Is it absurd? Is it played for real? So, you know, it's almost an unexpected funny that you can't even almost feel or see. You have to rely on the director watching. I do. I mean, you know, comedy can be really a delicate animal.
And it's more timing, right? I mean, especially when you're working with an ensemble cast, and especially on Veep, where there's a real beat to that show.
Yeah. But, you know, that's a great example of, to me, my opinion is, you know, it's throwaway comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you allow just honest behavior and truthful circumstances, and obviously the writing, you allow that to be funny.
Was there a reason why you left SVU?
Was there a reason? Yeah, I was done.
Well, I mean, I would imagine that. I mean, can you get to a point with a character where you say, you know what? I kind of took Elliot as far as I can go. Time for broader horizons. I would imagine that has to play into it.
Yeah, there were a few other reasons, but at the end of the day, you know, I'd been thinking about it for a couple years, and, you know, just everything kind of came together at a point where I went, you know, something, the signs are such that.
And yeah. That tends to happen. Well, once again, he can be seen in Wet Hot American Summer, The First Day of Camp, which is available now on Netflix. He is a terrific actor and one I promise never to almost hit with my car ever again. Christopher Maloney, thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Hey, much appreciated. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you have a great day.
Chris.
All right, so my catharsis is over. I really felt bad. I mean, because I almost took him out that day.
You said sorry. It's, you know,
boy, and was
now.
He pissed at me.
You kind of downplayed that when you were telling him the story.
You know, because I didn't want to see where we were going to go with this, because I worked a lot on that show, and I did a couple of scenes with him, blah, 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 whatever. But yesterday or the day before, you came in, I said, oh, we're having Chris Maloney on. And she stops and she looks and she goes, Christopher Maloney? And right then and there. See, because I'm really starting to know you now. It's like, uh-oh. I've never seen her eyes light up for a guest as much as they did. Well, they did for David Duchovny, but,
right.
but Christopher Maloney is a close number two.
I appreciate him as an actor.
Sure you do. And he had boots on 12 years ago that she remembers. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.